Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited to join us today. Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love those reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something... You know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier. A little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast. What's today's topic? Let's
dive into it. Yeah, we're going to talk about are we overcoaching our kids and stripping the creativity out of the game? And I'm going to give you two extreme scenarios that I've just learned about. So one is, and these are high school examples, but I know they trickle down to the youth. And of course, we're talking about youth on this podcast, but I'm going to give you these two examples.
I think the name says that, doesn't it? Coaching
youth.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Coaching youth. But what's a youth, right? Anybody under 18. So extremes.
Yeah. Yes.
Coach A. Now these are real examples. Coach A came out saying that he does not run a lot, doesn't really have an offense, lets the kids just kind of free form and play. Okay. The other coach he has a base offense, but he must have, I watched an hour's worth of film, and he must have ran over a dozen or more plays in that time. So you have the two extremes, no plays, lots of plays, they got maybe a kind of a motion, light motion offense and let the kids figure it out to very scripted. Now, the outcomes, two different teams, a lot of different talent levels. The team that's very overscripted, they have good athletes and they're winning. The other team is middle. You know, they're not, they have a winning record, but, and they're two different leagues and everything. So it's really hard to compare success that way. But that's kind of, Are we over coaching? What's your thoughts on that?
So I think it's hard. Again, with youth, we have this wide range of youth, anywhere from
correct
like kindergarten or first grader to an eighth grader. So I think there's a math teacher in me, I think there's a sliding scale on this.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely think anything in the elementary school, you should err on the side of less is more. As far as scripting and plays, all that stuff, teach them fundamentals, teach them how to have fun, teach them those kind of things. As they get closer and they move up the chain, I think expecting them to run out of bounds plays, expecting them to run maybe a basic offense, maybe more than one defense kind of things should go up as they become a 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grader. So I don't think the answer is black and white. I don't think at the third grade level you should be running 17 plays and 3 defenses and 4 out of bounds. I mean, just don't think that is. And again, exceptions to rules are called outliers statistically, but for the most part, most people should not do that. That would be where I think that scale has to kind of move side to side.
Absolutely.
And the objective of a youth coach, hopefully, is to keep the fun of the game. Most kids don't play past high school. Do they like to play it? Do they want to keep playing it? I tell my youth coaches in my program, don't be the kid's last coach. let me do that if they're good enough. And, you know, that's the issue. It's like we want it to be fun. You know, we want them to learn something too.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's right on. And as they get older from third through that eighth grade, you have to also remember their brain grows and they can pick up spatial concepts
and they physically change. But before we go any farther, let's give a big shout out to what's that URL on Game Changer? Give us a big
Game Changer. Yeah, it's gc.com/coaching youth hoops, all one word. Again, gc.com/coaching youth hoops. Go check it out, coaches. Get stats on your team, live game streaming. You will love it, and it's
free. I'm gonna use my radio voice. It's free. I always thought I'd do voiceovers. I thought about voiceovers at one point, but anyway, I had that deep kind of smoking too much. Yelling too much. Yeah. Something like that. No, but I think going back to what we were talking about before that is you're right. And to be honest with you, it depends on whether you're coaching boys or girls too. That shift happens at different ages too.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
Physically, you know what I'm saying?
They change and mentally,
what they can do physically. And you know, like I don't think an eighth grade girl tends to change much as far as height and stuff, but an eighth grade boy might grow 7 inches, you know?
Yeah.
So there's some of those shifts too on, what can they do? Where will they play? It's harder to foreshadow sometimes, I think, with the boys.
Yeah. Well, maybe generically, let's maybe just walk through what it would look like generically. Again, like third grade, like even kindergarten, we know, just roll the ball out, let them have fun, do third a bunch of
K
fun games.
Two, basically.
K through two, yeah. Third grade, they should be able to learn inbound plays. Right. Well, at least
like
one.
A stack.
If it's a stack or four corners or whatever it is, they should be able to learn at least one. Hopefully you're not running a press or a press break. So fingers crossed on that they're not running that at third grade level. And then at third grade too, just a basic offense, pass cut with, and it's more rule based, not an offense like we would run
agree. Agree. Motion race. Kind of thing. Yes.
Yeah, motion. Like I would say third and fourth. Now I know our fourth graders, that's when the last 2 minutes of the game you can press, right? So then, you know, carry everything forward that you just did in third grade. Then you have to add the press and the press break. I would say by that time though, maybe one quick hitter, easy, you know, very something. Small amount
and
of
the thing
motion,
is here's what you can
movement,
do too.
I mean.
This and moving all the way forward, we can do all the grades, but it's a laboratory. Like you should try it
on your team
and in your team and try an out of bounds play and then try it in the next game and see if they remember it and then move them to different spots. So as your coach, you got to think about it in terms of a laboratory a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just scale from there. It's like every year goes by, maybe add one or two more things to it. They can pick up. If you did one play in third grade, by the time they get the sixth, they should be able to comprehend, a half dozen or so or more. And that's when you really start getting into more of an offense. They can understand the spatial, their brain is developing a little bit more. And then in eighth grade, yeah, they're getting ready for high school if they're going to play in high school. So that's when you would expect they're going to pick up a lot more. You're going to be able to draw something in a timeout real quick, something
Right.
easy for them to do that they never worked on before, but they get the general concept, a screen here, screen there, whatever it might be. Does that
Yeah.
kind of go along with your thought process?
Yeah, and then but and then in the middle school, if you're a youth coach, depending on whether you're an independent youth coach, maybe you're doing an AU or something like that, or you're related to a high school. If you're related to a high school, at that point I would be reaching out to the freshman coach, the JV
Good
coach,
point.
varsity coach, and figure out, what are they running? Is that what you're going to keep running? Is like, because there are some coaches that have systems and that's what they always run. Some change. I'm more under the, well, let me see what I got. And then we're going to adjust to that group or that sets of groups. So that's what's that as a youth coach, I think that's important to, again, figure out if you're a summer AU coach, maybe you're trying to get your kid ready to play for that, high school or that, whatever it is. Maybe go watch their games, figure out what they're doing. How can you implement that in seventh and eighth grade? Again, you don't have to do that at the third grade level. Teach a midline or help side defense and you'll be fine, I think. But I think those things are all important to kind of think about in terms of big picture. It's the math teacher. It's like if you're gonna learn algebra two, you need to know algebra one kind of thing. How does it
Well,
fit?
and I want to emphasize the point you made too is, you obviously this is based on the basketball IQ of a particular team, right? I had a third grade team where they were outstanding. So I did have three or four plays that we ran and they got them. It wasn't like they weren't struggling with them at all. So, again, it just, you have to look at your team and what their basketball
And what
IQ
they're.
is. But yeah. But for the most part, going back to really the core of the subject matter was how much do we just let them play? Versus being scripted all the time.
More,
It more, right?
in my opinion. I see it with my guys too. It's like, yeah. And the hard part is when you get to the high school level or the collegiate level, it's not the NBA level. It's very it is structured. It's what they do and how they set things. And and the NBA levels, again, people that are listening to this are probably not gonna have NBA players or WNBA players. Anyway, anything else, coach, with this?
Yeah, just embrace the flow, encourage the experimentation, and just let them play. I mean, I think
Yes.
that's what at the end of the day we're
And
saying
then
about that.
after you get off this podcast, you should go to. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, no matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify. We love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.